And as she heeled over to the breeze, she rolled her rail out from under the Lilian's nose, shook herself free, and stood away to the southward. A loud cheer went up from the bank. Stuart sprang to the wheel and answered it. Then he looked back, and to his great joy, he perceived that the Lilian had gone off in a wild direction and was yawing all over the pond. Straight and true sailed the Wasp, with Stuart at the helm. After she had crossed the finish line, Stuart brought her alongside the wall and was taken ashore and highly praised for his fine seamanship and daring. The owner was delighted and said it was the happiest day of his life. He introduced himself to Stuart, said that in private life he was Dr. Paul Carey, a surgeon dentist. He said model boats were his hobby and that he would be delighted to have Stuart take command of his vessel at any time. Everybody shook hands with Stuart. Everybody, that is, except the policeman, who was too wet and mad to shake hands with a mouse. When Stuart got home that night, his brother George asked him where he had been all day.
"Oh, knocking around town," replied Stuart.